Hey guys, it is Eva. I'm here with a new episode of Currently Binging, the podcast where I talk all things TV and movies. If you are listening for the first time, welcome. We are on all platforms wherever you listen to podcasts on. We are on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and SoundCloud. So make sure you follow, rate, subscribe, comment, not necessarily in that order, but why not rate? Why not subscribe? Therefore, you'll be the first to be looped in when there's a new episode. And I'd like to see what you guys have to say. So yeah, let's get into this. We are discussing Deadpool 2 starring Ryan Reynolds. And I'm going into this with full transparency because after doing 13 Reasons Why, I feel like my TV discussions are getting twice as long and my movie discussions are getting twice as short. So therefore, I don't really have too many notes on Deadpool 2, but I do have some things that I did want to discuss it. Also, being fully transparent, I just caught up on Nashville, totally random. So I'm kind of in some Nashville type of feels just off of what happened there. So if I sound completely bonkers, that is probably why. So let's get into this. As always, I like to preference any discussion revolving or involving comics with the fact that I am not a comic book reader. I have only read a handful of comic books in my entire life. So therefore, I am not a comic book guru or the end all be all when it comes to the knowledge of a lot of these universes. I am coming at this from the viewpoint of an avid moviegoer. So please keep that in mind while listening because I may get some things wrong. And if I do, that's okay. Just let me know, but let me know in a kind way. So let's get into Deadpool 2. So I did see this on opening weekend. I saw it on a Sunday. It was matinee. The theater was pretty full. It was mostly adults. There were a couple of kids, like literally a couple, maybe two. And they weren't even that young. But you know, when I say kids, I'm thinking anyone who would have needed to be carted to get into the theater. Even though I must say, this was the first time I was carted for a movie, I think ever. I don't think I've ever been carted for a movie, and they carted me for this movie. So I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing, but yeah, they asked for my ID and I was like, oh, trust. I am way enough old enough to get into this and see this. But I say all that to say, I'm pretty sure I said in the first movie that I saw kids, and I don't think that parents knew what they were bringing their children to see. But being that this is Deadpool 2, then I'm going at this believing that they've seen the first one, therefore they know what they're bringing their child to, and I'm just going to let them parent. As long as there was a parent there, then that's all that matters. So yeah, going into this, I did not rewatch the first Deadpool. And I thought about that when I got to the theater and I was like, oh crap, I didn't rewatch it. And I was like, did I really need to rewatch it? Because honestly, I haven't seen it again since I saw it in theaters. And as I was watching it, I was like, oh no, I really didn't need to. I don't know why my brain, I always describe it as a memory box or like kind of like a computer where I can just intake so much information and then I can file it away, or like a filing system or something like that, where I can take in a bunch of information and the things that I immediately need, they're there. And then if I forget about them, I just file them away. And then when I re-need that information again, it's like I just go pull up that file and like bring it for it. I don't know why my brain is like that. So as I'm watching, I was like, oh okay, no, I didn't need to rewatch that movie. Actually kind of remembered what happened. So let's get into this. We start off with Deadpool pretty much killing himself, and we do a little reverse to kind of see why he killed himself and what led up to him killing himself. And so we see that he was chasing a group of people. I don't think that I caught the name of the people who he was chasing, but we see that eventually it ends up following him back home after him and Vanessa have their little moment and she ends up getting killed. Honestly, I didn't see that coming and I kind of was like, okay, like I didn't know how to take that. And it wasn't even like I was really shocked, more so that I was like, huh, okay, like they did that right at the beginning. I mean, thanks for not dragging us through the whole movie and doing it at the end. They literally did it at the beginning. So I don't know how I felt about that. I wasn't really upset. I was just like, okay. So initially I'm thinking that the whole movie he's going to try to avenge her death, but we don't really see that. We see he blows himself up, but we know he can't kill himself. And so Colossus finds him, takes him back, and makes him become an X-Men trainee. And this is when we see him go to, there's a crisis, they go to try to stop it. And this is where we're introduced to this kid, Fire Fist. And I'm pretty sure he had a normal name, like a regular name, but I did not write it down after I left. And on IMDb, all it says is Fire Fist. So he's just going to be Fire Fist for this discussion. So we see this and then the kid kind of in a kid way touches Deadpool and he decides to screw all the rules and to help this kid out, which ends up getting them both locked up. So I'm not going to recap this whole movie because that's not what this is about. This is about me discussing my thoughts on it. So just off of that, I was like, okay, so this is not about, I mean, the side story is him kind of dealing with Vanessa's death and wanting to get back to her. So that was still like a running theme throughout, but it wasn't necessarily about him avenging her death, because then we see Cable who comes and then it becomes about trying to save this kid who in the future is going to do this horrible thing, but Deadpool doesn't want Cable to murder him. And as a kid, he thinks that he can be saved. So that's kind of where the storyline goes along, is them trying to save this kid and prevent this kid from making his first kill, which is at the place where he's been held. He's been tortured because of his powers. And so he wants to murder the guy who has been inflicting all this pain on him. So I didn't have any problems with that. Honestly, the story did sometimes feel a little bit choppy. And I was like, okay, I don't really, like, it wasn't as linear or as clean, but it still was enough to follow it. And I mean, I kind of took it this way. If you took the main story and you stripped it down and you were, or you, not the main story, but if you took the movie and you stripped it down, so you took out the action, you took out the jokes, all that stuff, and you just left the actual, what the story was, what is the story? Is there a story? Or is it like multiple stories in one story? Or is the story so simple that it's just about Deadpool saving this kid, but also in a way kind of saving himself? You know, I don't know. You could take it either way. I feel like this is one of those movies where everyone's going to have their own like opinion of how they felt about the actual story of the movie. Because I actually, now that I think about it, I haven't been able to talk to anyone about this movie, so I don't know what their thoughts have been. And it's kind of odd because I am recording this like a week after seeing this. And usually by now I would have talked to someone about the movie, but I haven't. So yeah, I feel like that's an interesting thing. But one of the things that I do want to talk about is in the trailers, which I feel like this is the year of the fake out trailer, which I'm completely fine with because you guys know I don't really watch the trailers anyway, because I have my own opinions about that. But in the trailers, I did see some Deadpool trailers, not gonna lie, because I feel like Deadpool's trailers are, they don't really, really give too much away in the movie, about the movie anyway, especially the ones for this movie. It was like a lot of just like those humorous type of jibs that he would do that really didn't say much about what would be in the movie until we got closer to the movie. Then we got to see like some quick shots. But from the trailers, you think he's going to create this team, the X-Force team, and we get into it and come to find out everyone dies in the process of trying to stop Cable except for Domino, which I was completely fine with because honestly, I really enjoyed Domino as a character. I thought she was pretty badass, if I must say so. I thought she was pretty strong and she just carried that character. It was like an added, I don't know how to say it, because you know Deadpool, he's like always cracking jokes, and then Cable, when he finally gets to his like to join forces and he's like not just straight up trying to kill the kid, he's like the serious one. And then you have Colossus, who's also, he's serious in a different way. And then you have Negasonic, who's like she's just like a teenager. She has a whole teen vibe going on. So Domino in her own right was just, I don't know, she was like strength, like she just exuded like strength and like power without having to necessarily do anything, and it just worked for her. I don't know, I just really like that in character. Enjoyed Domino, who was played by Zazie Beetz. But yeah, so she was the only one who made it, and Deadpool is able to convince Cable not to kill the kid and let him try to talk some sense into him. And at the end of the day, regardless of, you know, what you thought about the movie, which according to the interwebs, the movie has an A cinema score at 82% Rotten Tomatoes. I think it's 86%. What is it? Audience score on Rotten Tomatoes. So, I mean, still, it's still pretty good. So that means people are enjoying the movie enough to talk about it and tell people to go watch it. So I think the thing that really works for Deadpool is Deadpool as a character. And I think Ryan Reynolds does a very great job of portraying him. And I don't remember if I talked about this when I talked about the first Deadpool, but I've seen Ryan Reynolds in other things. Like, I've seen him in a lot of other things. And he never struck me as the kind of actor who could carry a role like this. And for some reason, he just really does it well. And it really works for him. And I'm glad that this is something that works for him, because I do think he has talent. I just think that a lot of his he was kind of stuck in that rom-com type of a lane. And so to get into this is something completely different, and he's just able to carry it. And you can tell you guys know how I feel about actors who enjoy the roles that they play, because you can tell he enjoys being Deadpool, because it's all over his social media. Like, he just embraces his character. So it completely works. And I think that's what really works for the movie is Deadpool himself. One, because the movie is rated R, so Deadpool can be Deadpool. And Deadpool is like, he's like the poster child for what a superhero shouldn't be, but kind of is. I don't know if that makes sense, but I don't know if I would say merciless, because like this whole kid thing, he wasn't really, but just who Deadpool is. And then the jokes in this worked for the movie. I can't really remember. I feel like it was kind of the same jokes as in the first one, but for some reason, I don't remember laughing as much as I did in this one. And maybe it has something to do with the spacing out of the jokes, because I didn't feel like, or maybe because I wrote this down. Of the few things that I did write down, this is one of the things I wrote down, because as usual, there were a lot of Marvel references. There was some DC references, and there were references to some other movies. But I don't know if because this came out right after Infinity War, a lot of it was just like, I was just picking up on them. And so I literally felt like I was one of the few people only laughing, because it would like hit me. I'd be like, oh my gosh, that's funny. That's actually funny. And if you've listened for a while, you know, it's hard to make me laugh. So a lot of that worked for me. What else did I write? I literally only wrote a couple of notes. So then we get to the, and so of course they go through this whole thing. They're able to, they try to stop the kid, but, Wade ends up getting shot in the process. And so he's dying, which that scene was also kind of funny. Cause I was like, oh my gosh, if he does just die. But then it did kind of play too long. Cause I was just like, okay, die already. Like this is going on far too long. But, and like the letting the kids see that and it kind of shifting him into wanting to be good and not necessarily seek out this revenge. And then Cable using his time device to go back in time, like sacrificing being able to go be with his family, even though he knew that they were okay now, but sacrificing that to bring Deadpool back and seeing that pretty much was like, okay. I was like, oh, okay, that was nice. That was cute. But then we get to the end credit scenes and there were quite a few of them, like back to back to back, which I think after seeing a lot of superhero movies and sent through a lot of end credit scenes, I have to say I appreciated how quick each scene was back to back versus you get one after the first credits, like the initial credits that usually have some type of a graphic in it. And then you have to sit through the entire rest of the credits to see if there's even another credit at the very end. I prefer them just to be back to back. So then I can be like, okay, we're done. And I can leave the theater. So I do think that that worked well. But then we see that the two teens fix the time device, which, sorry, I didn't write down what the time device is called, but they fix it. And Deadpool just goes back and brings back to life all the people he wanted to bring back to life, including Vanessa. So it kind of was like, okay, so no one really died. Well, some people did die because we didn't see him bring everybody back. But like no one important really died in this. So I don't know. That was one thing. That was like, okay, so did this not mean anything? Like, okay. But yeah. So I mean, I don't really have too many bad things to say about the movie. I would say as far as the action was still as graphic as the first one, but I do think that the styles were a little bit different because I believe Tim Miller did the first one and David Leitch, which hopefully I said his last name right. You guys know I am horrible with names. He did this one. So the style of the action scenes were a little bit different because I remember the first movie, it felt like it was like stop and go and slow motion and all that stuff. And this one was more so kind of like a, like your standard action scene. There were still good fight scenes, but it was just like your standard scene. But yeah, there's a lot of moving body parts being detached from bodies, which I mean, it's Deadpool, so what else do you expect? But yeah, I'm trying to think of anything else that I wanted to say about this because I literally did not write a lot down. I enjoyed the movie. I thought it was funny. I recommend seeing it, especially if you've seen the first one. I think you'll enjoy the second one. It's not perfect, but for a sequel, it is a good sequel for a movie that literally broke a lot of records. The first one broke a lot of records and kind of forced this course that superhero movies went post Deadpool, where some of the styles were changed and some even embraced that R rating, which before everything was PG-13. So it did like break the mold in that. But this one, I know they were expecting it to do a lot more money than it actually ended up doing. When they say a lot more, I think it still did well if you look at the numbers. But globally, it did over $300 million. And then domestically, it did about $125 million opening weekend. And also, I feel like when you start looking at numbers, you have to also look at when it opened last year. So last year, I believe it, or not last year, but 2 years ago, 2016, my gosh, when it opened in like February, and I think it was like a 3-day weekend or something like that. Was it a 3-day weekend? I feel like it fell on a holiday, so it had slightly longer, whereas this year was just like your standard, or would it be a 4-day weekend? Because I think I read it was President's Day on the weekend that I opened. So some people are out of school, maybe out of work. So I'm pretty sure they count that as a holiday. But this year, it was like your standard weekend. So that also accounted for it. But it has an A cinema score, which I think says wonders. You guys know how I feel about the cinema score. That is pretty much how means how people are going to talk about that movie. So mean that this is going to get good word of mouth and people are going to tell people to go see the movie. And so, yeah, overall, what do I give this? I honestly would give this like a B+. If I'm being really honest, I would give this a B+. I honestly think it was a good movie. I enjoyed it. I thought it was funny. Yeah. Because I'm trying to think of what I gave the first one, but I feel like it was probably around the same thing. So yeah, I would give it a B+. And I feel like also, again, I did not go through everyone who starred in this movie, but usually I leave that in the show notes. So if you want to know who all was in this movie, you can check that out. But yeah, that's all I have to say about this. Let me know if I left something out. I feel like this was pretty short, but coming off of that over an hour long 13 Reasons Why episode, I feel like you guys will appreciate a shorter episode for this one, because right after this, I'm doing the season finale episode, and that my annual season finale episode. And you guys know that is probably going to be quite long, not quite long, but it's going to be a good amount of time, because it's going to be a few shows in that. And I'm also still contemplating on how I'm going to do that, just because I feel like a group of stuff just ended these past 2 weeks, and then we still have some shows that are not ending for another couple of weeks. So I'm trying to figure out how, if I'm going to wait for those shows or if I'm just going to split it up, because I do have a good chunk of shows where I can just do it now. So I think we're going to do that, and then we're going to name the shows after that one. I think I said I was going to name them Late Start Finale or something like that. Who knows? You'll see when it's up. But yeah, I'm rambling at this moment. If you guys enjoyed Deadpool, let me know what you liked about it. Even if you didn't enjoy it, let me know what you didn't like about it. Did I leave something out? Because I honestly probably could have and did leave something out. Let me know. I am on all social media at InHerGlam, InHerGlam. And I will talk to you guys in the next episode.